This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy.
Hello, how's it going?
Great to be with you on ESPN Richmond, Angels Radio Los Angeles, Fox Sports Las Vegas, The Game Orlando, ESPN Charlotte, Real Sports Atlanta, ESPN South Jersey, and 107.5 Alive. Thank you for tuning in on the radio or listening to the podcast. I love running all those down. Mm-hmm. There was a period there where we couldn't because of one specific station, but now we get to run them all down. I love that, right? Because it means we're growing. We're growing. We're coming to a station near you. More on that later and how you can help us do that. But our guest this week is Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who is coming off a very difficult Monday night loss to the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles were blown out. And off the field, however, Jalen's popularity is growing. After week one, when the Eagles had a tremendous win against the Atlanta Falcons, his jersey sales skyrocketed by 500%. And then just this week, East Bay announced, actually on Monday, ahead of the game, they announced that he is going to be the first brand ambassador for the East Bay Performance line. So stay tuned for my conversation with Jalen. He talks about playing in front of the Philly fans for the first time, a full house a couple weeks ago, and how he deals with adversity, how he deals with the praise after a great game and the criticism after a poor one, and all his leadership skills and how he really developed those. So that's going to be coming up. But one of the topics we also discussed is John 13:7, which is an important verse to Jalen, and he'll tell you why later. But in this verse, Jesus replies to the disciples, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." And it's important to understand the context. This is where Jesus washes the disciples' feet, mm-hmm. and they don't understand what he's doing, and he's humbling himself. He's really humbling himself. He's our Lord and Savior. He's their Lord and Savior, and here he is performing a servant's duties. And there are so many times, so many in our lives where we don't understand what God is doing in our life, but we will understand later if we have faith and believe that he's got our best interest in his mind, in his heart for us. What's for us is for us, and it will happen. But there are a lot of times where we're going through it and we're in the middle of it, and we don't understand why this is happening. And that's one of those where it takes a tremendous amount of faith to deal with something like that.
Right. And you know what? It's also about patience. Like, you have to be patient. You have to be, just take a deep breath and be patient. And that's something that I struggle with because I'm not patient. You know, I don't like being patient. I don't like waiting. I like things to just happen. And
Not in everything. If I can digress for a minute, you're a little more patient than I am when it comes to, let's say, hanging curtains in the house.
I'm better than you. Yes.
When it comes to finalizing decorations, and y'all don't understand that we've moved now. It's been 2 months, and earlier today, there were three different framed photos. One was a cross, one was a picture, a family picture, one was a clock. So it was different things to hang that have been on the floor waiting for Remy to tell me where she wants them because
I don't have a place to put them.
But like, you're so patient. Yeah. So when you tell me you're impatient, I'm like, oh, not when it comes to that. So I finally took it upon myself and decided I'm gonna hang this here, here, and here. Did it work out?
I'm patient with this kind of stuff. Like the little stuff, like I'm so patient.
Yeah, with the meaningless nonsense.
It's like the big stuff that I'm like, okay, let's go. Like I want to get stuff done. But this last season that we were in taught me that specific thing. Taught me to just be still and be patient because God is going to work everything out, even though none of it made sense. I mean, none of it made sense.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot that we go through that doesn't make sense at first, but
it really did not make sense. It was really odd.
But it's crazy when it starts to come together. And then you understand, you go, oh, wow, God is really ordering my steps. He's really orchestrating every step of the way. This happened, so this may happen. Mm-hmm. Or this door was closed, so that one may be opened. And I didn't understand it here or then, but now I do.
It's all about timing, too. It's the patient part is about his timing, not ours. Sometimes we want things so fast. And now that I look back at like the whole move and everything, had I gotten what I prayed for, you know what I mean? Mm. I would have been in a hot mess right now. I would have been like, we probably had to like rent a house to before this house got ready or a hot mess. And he knew it was so weird. It was to the minute. It was to the minute. Like he knew exactly when we needed to be here, what day.
This is true.
Who is going to bring us? Who's going to drive the truck for us? Like we had
so many different things
that happened that we were just, it was all question marks and we had no answers. I mean, to the minute we did not know what was happening. And it was because it was relying on him 24/7 every minute of the day. And I have to say it was the most frustrating thing. But you know what? I did it and I went through it. And now that I look back, I learned so much and I learned that I really have to trust him more.
Because we
really
want to be in control. Really do. We always want to be in control.
I'm a control freak. I'm a control freak.
We
want to
be in control. We want things done our way on our time frame. But I want to bring it back to the scene of what Jesus is talking about and what's transpired that led him to say that you do not understand, but later you will. Mm-hmm. The thought of washing someone's feet.
I'm not gonna lie. I love you, but I ain't washing your feet.
I ain't asking for it either. Like I just
I love
like,
you, no.
Yeah, I something I like, don't just, be touching.
Don't feet. I mean,
I don't need you to wash my feet.
I love you, Jesus, but I don't know about that.
But here is Jesus, and like they're not walking around, right? They're not walking around in boots or sneakers or
no man,
or
they were like, almost barefoot.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're talking about some nastiness, some dirtiness, and he is willing to serve in humility. But here's a lesson in that, and there's a lesson in that we are obligated to do the same. We are asked to do the same. We are asked to serve others. And be humble and serve in humility. And in this chapter, Peter is bragging about his loyalty to Jesus. And this is where Jesus foreshadows, one, that Judas is going to betray him, and also that Peter is going to deny him three times. And it takes Peter a period of time before he realizes what's happening and what's transpired and what Jesus was trying to teach them there. And then later on, as time goes on, he understands the humbling nature of what it takes to be a servant for the Lord. But man, when I think about that and I go, there's a lot of things that I'd be willing to do. There is so much that I'm eager to do. We're excited to do. But how much are we willing sometimes to humble ourselves? And I'm not talking about like washing someone's feet, but I'm talking about in various ways humbling ourselves, because Jesus did that. He set that example for us. And I think at times we really need to be introspective and ask ourselves, what am I willing to do to be humble, to serve?
Being a servant is hard. I think is one of the hardest things to do, like to just get yourself out of the equation and help someone else or serve someone else with no alternative motive, like nothing else. You don't have any other plans. I think that's the hardest thing in this society and the hardest thing to do nowadays, because everybody's thinking of themselves. Everybody's thinking like me first ahead of everybody else, or even stepping on people.
Yeah.
And it's, you're right. Like sometimes we really got to look back and look inwards and really see what we're supposed to do to be of service to someone else.
You know, it's beautiful how this evolves into Peter at some point later on in 1 Peter 5:5, where he says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord, so he may lift you up in due time. So he's this in this particular instance, he's got this arrogance. He doesn't understand that. And as he learns the lessons that Jesus taught him and the other disciples, as he grows, as he matures, as he evolves into a servant, into a leader for the church, he realizes the need to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so he may lift you up in due time. Stay tuned. Up next, you're going to hear from Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. This is Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores, it's not just our name, it's our heritage.
This is Trevor Story, Colorado Rockies. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com and find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an incredible lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear full interviews on there. Be sure to follow us also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend or two or three about the show. I want to take a minute to thank our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, the Masters University, Heritage's Dairy Stores. I also want to invite you to check out IJM.org/faithonthefield. FP and become a Freedom Partner. The impact that you can make is life-changing. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. We have various packages we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. If you don't have a business to advertise on but want to help the ministry, we have a donate button on our page on Faith on the Field Show. You can also help us out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts and so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonthefieldshow.com, under merch. Our guest this week is Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Jalen had success in college at Alabama and Oklahoma. He was drafted in the second round in 2020. He became the starter late in that season, and the Eagles, for now, are his team. Here is my conversation with Jalen Hurts.
Jalen, first off, man, I want to ask you, what was it like to play in front of a full house in Philly for the first time on Sunday when you guys took on the Niners?
It was a very electric feeling, very electric. Great to see the fans out there. And obviously want to bring it home for them. But it was an amazing feeling playing in the stadium.
What did you know about the fans before, Eagles fans, before you were drafted by Philly? And was your perception of the fans and what people told you about them, was it accurate? Did it change over time as you've been here?
I know they're very passionate. And they bring a ton of enthusiasm to the games, and they have the will to win. Obviously, that's big, you know, so excited to have them and their support.
How do you handle, Jalen, or balance, really, the success and the praise you got after week one. It was a tremendous win against Atlanta. You guys did great things on offense. And then week two, there's some questions, there's some criticism. So how do you handle the success and then balance all that praise with the criticism?
I put a 24-hour rule on all things, good and bad. You know, you have to look at it as the glass half full or half empty. You know, and I see a lot of opportunity for this football team, a lot of things that we can do. Just have to put those pieces together. You learn from everything and understand that you're going to grow and learn something every day. So we've taken on that mentality of rent being due every day, attacking every day, and depositing something in every day so we can be a better football team in the end. So just keep on chopping at the bit with it.
How do you feel when your coach, when Nick Sirianni shows up to a practice and he's wearing a T-shirt with your face on it, a cool shirt, you got the shades on in it? How does that make you feel when Nick does that?
It's cool. It's cool. It's great to see. A big-time players coach, and he wants to see his players do great things. And I want to see him do great things as well. So all of this is a package deal, and we're all in it together. So continuing to connect to one another, whether it be through conversation or through representation or showing some type of belief, just connecting, growing, and creating a strong bond.
You got any plans to show up to any practices or any news conferences wearing a Nick Sirianni T-shirt?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
We're going to have to find one. Well, I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure. When you look back on your rookie year, I know you talked about last year a little bit of adversity and having to overcome that. What was the most valuable lesson for you that you learned as a rookie in the NFL?
Yeah, I think the most valuable thing that could have happened was just having the opportunity to play a little bit and get my feet wet. Look at it, and it's, you know, four games. You could argue that are preseason games or whatever it is, however you look at it. And now having the opportunity to have now, taking those experiences I've had from last year and this offseason and learning from it, and went out there and trying to play at a high level. So that's all that matters to me. Just growing, learning from my mistakes, learning from everything, good, bad, or indifferent, not being a repeat offender with it.
I know you're – college experience had to prepare you for that, right? Your college experience had to prepare you for some ups and for some downs and for some highlights and for some lowlights. When you reflect back on college, what do you cherish the most?
I cherish it all, and I wouldn't change anything. But I cherish now having the opportunity. I cherish now having the opportunity to continue to write my own story. And help write the story for this football team with the Eagles this year. So everybody has a part in that. But I'm thankful for the opportunities I have now, and I want to take advantage of them.
Jalen, was there a moment as a rookie where you felt like, or you made a play or you did something where you felt like, yeah, I belong in the NFL, not just as a backup quarterback or just an extra part, but I should be out there as a starting. I know you got confidence, man, but was there like something that happened any game? Was it the Saints game, maybe a play here or play there, where you felt like this is my time?
No, there wasn't a moment because I've always had the confidence in myself to continue to grow and build every day. So I don't think there was a specific moment.
Your teammates since day one, Jalen, they have always praised your leadership skills from the minute you first stepped into that huddle. Where did you develop those? Like, how did you develop those leadership qualities? Were there any certain leaders who've influenced you along the way? How do you become such a great leader?
I put a lot of it towards my childhood and how I came up as a kid, being a coach's kid down there in Houston, Texas. Texas high school football is a huge thing, and I was a part of it for a long time, my whole childhood. And I saw my dad handle situations. I saw how my dad led the troops. I saw how he coached. I saw how he was able to communicate and build relationships with a ton of different people. So me seeing that, me growing, me being in leadership roles and positions that require leadership and management, helped me a lot growing up. And then I was able to see Coach Saban and Coach Riley and being around all the great coaches I've been around. And I've always soaked it in like a sponge. I've always soaked in the great knowledge around me and tried to use it to my benefit in the end.
I've talked to players around the league who tell me how guys like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are great leaders because they are relatable and they want to lead not just the guys on the offense, but they walk around the locker room and they feel like they got to be leaders for special teams, for defense, for backups, for 1 through 53 and the practice squad. Does it take extra effort, Jalen, to do that? Is there anything that you have to do to make sure, like, I got to go out of my way because the offense is around me, but I got to relate with all of the guys on the team?
Yeah, you definitely have you have to feel that out. And that varies from person to person. For me, I've always gone in it with the with the mentality of being myself, connecting with everybody, trying to build relationships with everybody, not ever being ingenuine with anything that I do, but just being myself. I mean, it's always unfolded the way it has.
Rent is due is the mentality. It's the approach. How is that born in you? Where did that come from? When did Jalen Hurts say, hey, rent is due every day, and this is going to be my mantra?
It's a mentality. It's a mentality I've always had. And I guess I just came up with a clever way to say it. You know, you attack every day. You want to attack every day. I'm always trying to learn as much as I can to build on the player I am daily. And that's the mentality we have to have. You know, whether you're in school, high school, whatever position you're in, a corporate job, or whatever it is, you have to attack every day. You have to go out there and put maximum effort in, a championship effort in every day, so you can build on your position and where you are, continue to grow and excel.
When you look back on last year and the quarterback room, and now it's a different quarterback room, were you able to learn different things from Carson and Nate? And now, do you take some of that from Carson and Nate and maybe you pass that on, or Joe and Gardner? Like, what's the difference in that, in the quarterback rooms? And what did you learn last year? What was the relationships like?
Yeah, regardless of the situation I'm in, I've always had a constant thirst for knowledge. And just always had that constant thirst for knowledge. So I've always watched, I've always respected those around me, and I've always tried to grow. And the beautiful thing about this game is you see it done in so many different ways, and you get to pick and choose what you like and what you don't like and what you can apply to your game and what you want and what fits you, basically. So, you know, it's kind of like cooking. You know, everybody has a different recipe to make this great meal or this great masterpiece in the end, but it's up to the chef to decide what he puts in there. So I've learned from everybody around me, and I'll continue to do that.
Jalen, how did you handle throughout the offseason? There was constant talk, constant speculation, constant rumors. The Eagles are going to do this. They're going to trade for Deshaun Watson. They may be interested in Russell Wilson if he's available. If Aaron Rodgers is available, they may go look at it. How did you handle that and deal with that, knowing that, hey, I'm right here. This is my time. What did you do?
Put the work in every day, went around my daily process of trying to get better every day and kept my head down, you know.
We're all human. Does that bother you? Do you even hear it? Do you block it out? Do you leave it out? Do people tell you about it? I'm sure you're not tuning in to talk radio or whatever people are doing on the TV right now. You're too busy doing that. But is that brought to your attention? You know, how do you leave it outside?
It's inevitable to see certain things. But it's up to you to allow it what affects you. Not many things affect me.
I know you, Jalen, you appreciate being a role model to young kids. I saw a quote you posted on social, every seed has the potential to change the world. And I like that. Who were some of your role models growing up? And, you know, what's the best advice maybe that you've been given and that you can give to a young kid?
No, I'd say my greatest role models are people that I grew up with. The two men that have been prominent roles and figures in my life, my dad and my brother, watching them growing up and how they went about their business. I told you how my dad went about his business. I admired it so much from a leadership standpoint. And how he was able to connect to his players and my brother, learning from him as a player growing up, since made me the player I am, and I've grown into be. So those two.
And advice, Jalen, that you would give a young kid like coming up, not already in a league, but younger than that, guys in high school, guys in elementary school who aspire, they look at you and they want to be like, what would you say to them?
I say effort is free. Effort is free. You know, everybody wants to go to the bank and get this big old deposit out, but you can't get that if you haven't put any work in, you haven't put any money in the bank. So work hard, respect those around you, respect your elders, and listen to your parents. They're not going to tell you anything that's going to put you in harm's way. Neither will a coach. So just be respectful. I remember that school and scholarship is first, and always persevere through it all regardless.
Just how good, I know you're young. Nobody wants to talk about a rebuilding team. They want to talk about retooling. Just how good could the Philadelphia Eagles be in a division where it's available? Anybody can win the NFC East.
We'll be as good as we want to be.
And what do you got to do to get there? How do you feel that you guys can be there at the end, be there in January?
I keep learning from my mistakes and not be repeat offenders with those mistakes. I'm going to just grow, continue to grow.
How exciting is it for you, Jalen, right now to be partnering with East Bay, to be on the cover? You know, I get those magazines. I used to get them when I was playing ball. I was looking at the cleats and looking at everything else. Now you are on the cover. I mean, what's that feel like? What's that mean to you?
It's great to be the first brand ambassador of a brand that I watched and I was a part of growing up as a kid. I got the magazines. I got the catalogs. I saw the great athletes on the cover. And for me to be on the cover, it's a great blessing. But I have so much history with East Bay coming up as a kid, getting the different colored tights I needed, different colored cleats, different versions of cleats. They had everything for me. So to have them partner with me and be the first brand ambassador for East Bay, it's a huge deal. It's big, you know, and I know we're launching some new products, a new line. Performance line October 4th. So it'll be a lot of great things coming out then. And also in the future, I'll be able to collaborate on some things that I hold valuable in my life. You know, the Untamed, the Rare Breed, the Rent Is Due, the whole deal. So it's great.
How important is it to you to work also with East Bay to give back to the local community? I know you guys got some projects and things that you're going to be doing.
Absolutely. I'm a big time man of service and uplifting those around me. So I always strive to do those things regardless of whatever avenue I'm in. But it's a big thing. Reaching out and lending a helping hand to those in need and just lifting as we climb, you know.
Lifting as we climb. I like that, man. I like that a lot. Yeah, that's something I've been wanting to ask you. In John 13:7, Jesus says, "You do not realize what I'm doing now, but later you will understand." I know that is significant to you. You got it on your Instagram. What does that verse mean to you?
It means in the midst of any situation, in the midst of whatever it is you're going through, never lose your trust in God, never lose your faith in God. Keep your head down. Be graceful. Keep on controlling what you can. Give it to the Lord. You know, do your best, you know, but regardless of the situation, you may not know now, but later you understand, you know, it's always bigger in the end.
I know you every day, you got to focus on the physical. You got to focus on the mental. You got to get better as a football player. How do you make sure you stay fed spiritually?
Every day, diving into it and receiving the word every day.
Jalen, I appreciate that about you, man. Good luck the rest of the season. I'm excited to see the East Bay Performance line, see you on the cover, and it's going to be cool. So I'm looking forward to that, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you, and have a good one.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Jalen Hurts. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. 1 in 4 are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody.
Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with 2 farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.